Dobra, to bir mevrimiz. Ne olsun bak kendi... Tuğ kendi kapsülü becer. Sun bak, tuğ kendi kapsülü becerle bağlı. Nas? Ne olsun bak, the third topic. Tuğ kendi kapsülü be... The mind, you know, of the Buddha. How the mind, the kenpa and deva, knowledge. The knowledge and the compassions, which is the quality of the mind. Kyapchul means how it is pervaded, pervasiveness, how it is pervasive. Peja wala nga, this example of this, example of the mind of the Buddha, example of the pervasiveness of the mind of the Buddha through how to how his mind, you can say mind, how the mind of the Buddha as Kenpa and Sewa, knowledge and compassion pervades in all. That's example, explanation with example. Tingi Pedun Dorten. Then example also, the example of the cloud, in short. The explanation of the example cloud in short. Tingi Pedun Dorten. How the changes takes place according to the net, the vessel. And how, without effort, manifestation of the activity, speech activity, without effort, and how it removes applying a very favorable example, applying and characteristic which accords with Dungan Silva, how the speech or this the word, the speech of the Buddha removes or eradicate the sufferings. This one is explained with the example. Third line, yes. Chidana yargi tuna tingi lodo pusun sobe yu. Lodo pusun sobe yu. Charchu pumbum beba meba sala gindum beba tarar. Like yargi tuna in the summer season. Tingi. By the cloud, not of the view. By the cloud, not the enormous rain. Like Yagituna means in summer, the cloud, Beba Meba Sala Junum Bebatar, the cloud, Charchu Pumbum, Beba Meba means without an effort, Sala means on the earth, Yundu Bebatar means cause a fall, the rain. Then Yagituna means in the summer, the cloud, without any conception, without any effort, causes to fall always, yes, always causes, regularly, that means regularly, causes the rain, causes the fall of the water rain, charchu, rain of water, which is the cause of, which is the cause of a perfect and a good crops. Like that, doing like that, by the cloud of the Buddha's compassion, tamba chugi, tambe chugi, tambe chugi, chui charba, the rain of the water, the rain of the true Dharma water, dove juki, for the life stream of the beings, gave lot of is the wholesome crop. Kusum sabam is perfect, jur as a cause. Number topa mepan beber jado is as a cause, and makes rain without conception. It means that jave tukje tinleni. Jave tukje tinleni. From the tukje tinle, from the cloud of compassion, and the rain of the true Dharma is caused to fall down, to fall, or to rain, to fall down without any conception, for the perfect, as a cause for the perfect and for the perfect wholesome crop of the being. Bevel Zeto.
What was
Pungpa? Pungpa is here. I see. Chui Pungpa. Chui Pungpa is plural. You know? Pungpa is aggregate. You know, aggregate.
Heap of water. Heap of water.
Just rain, you can say. Yeah. Rains. The multitude, you can say multitude. Multitude of rain, no.
Buckets
of rain. Yes, Shri Phungpa. Anything in heap, you know, in it's called Phungpa. Yeah, great amount, yes. A great quantity. A great quantity is better, yeah. Phungpa means a great quantity, not amount, yes. A great quantity of, yes, a great quantity of rain, which is the cause of the perfect crop, is caused or to fall down. So that.
That means we get virtue as a crop, isn't it?
Yes, the wholesome.
The whole piece is a crop.
Yeah, the wholesome, what do you call it? The wholesome things of the beings. Dove Gyuji, give a lot of. The wholesome crop of the beings. Wholesome means that they have got the wholesome seed, you know? The beings have got wholesome seed.
No, that it's like this, that it's the beings. Who are wholesome?
No. The beings who has the wholesome in their continuity of life, in their continuum of life, you know, such as Deshe Gyingbo, compassion, which have they have got some seed, which increases, you know, like the rain increases, rain causes to grow the crops properly. In the same way, Buddha's compassion rain is also caused to grow the wholesome, which the beings are endowed with. And also you can say, Buddha grows wholesome in the being by his compassionate rain. And then, of course, there are two always, the wholesome also, the wholesome action belongs to, the wholesome effect belongs to the subject, the wholesome effect belongs to the object, you know. There are two, as Rinpoche says, Sebapola yubi chawatam, chave yula yubi chawa. There are always two kind of, the faith, etc., that beings are endowed with, are also that quality, wholesome quality, belongs to the object. And Buddha's blessing, through the blessing of the Buddha, through which we develop our faith and love and compassion, etc., are the action or function belongs to the subject, to the agent, or to the... Here the subject is the Buddha. Buddha caused the reign of the... from his yes compassionate cloud, and he caused the rain. He caused the rain of the true Dharma, in order to, as the cause of the perfect crop, as a cause for the perfect growth of the wholesome crop of the beings. Which one? Lodopa. Lodok. Javetuji Trivini Tambi Chuji Chu Samandu. Lodok, I say. First one is how is it written? Oh, I say Lodok, same, yes. Yeah, two ways written. Lodok and Lodok, I say. Yeah, Ta or Ta. Nibala Ni, Pedun Tembata, Chusun Yigundi Tenshebao. Now the second also has two. The explanation of example and meaning. Chusung yi gun the and the explanation through the similar characteristic. Chusung ba. Similar characteristic. The similar characteristic of the Dhamma characteristic of both the Pei and the Pechen. Example and that for which example is given. Chidarne charban bebs. Chidar jigden gebe lamjona lungi chuse tingi bebatar. Tisinte lung doge mun pelcher sanje chile tamju charban bebs. Jigden banam geva chui legi lamlan jukbana lungi kulwa le kebim. Jigden banam geva chui legi lamlan jukbana lungi kulwa le kebe chuchar tingi bebatar. Tisindo tuji. Took very long to the Noah Gere Lodo, number three. Sandy Jacinet, my chili, Chama, devil of the souls. The Demon of the worldly beings, Gerachi Lake Lamlas on the path of the ten virtue, ten wholesome, on the path of ten wholesome karma, Jubana means when they enter. Gyawa lam jukpa na thuchewe lung kuchin dawa na nyingi wala to. Jukpa na, when the beings enter, here it sounds jukpa, lam lam jukpa na. It could be transitive, intransitive, both, you know. Let us take as intransitive first. When the beings enter on the path of wholesome, ten wholesome karma action, this is the meaning. Now, lungi kulwa le kebe, this is example start from here. Lungi kulwale kewe chucharki tinki. Chucharki tinki you have to take first. By the cloud. By the rain holding. By the rain cloud. By the rain chuchar tinki means by the rain cloud. Lungi kulwale which is which you know kewe means which is which is born or which produced by the cause of cloud, lungi kulwale kebe, by the lungi kulwale kebe, chuchar ki tingi, chuchar, lungi kulwale kebe, chuchar, lungi kulwale kebe, chuchar is one separate, tingi bebatar, yes. Lungi kulwale kebe chuchar tingi bebadar and then the rain the cloud chuchar the cloud cause the rainfall and the cloud which is produced by the wind. The cloud causes the rainfall And the rain is produced by the movement of the wind. Lungi kulwa le chebe chucha tingi bepa tar. So like that, this Hindu took the lungi by the compassionate wind, by the compassionate wind, the wind like compassion, sorry. Kulte means by what you call kulwa means here. How do you translate kulwa? Normally kulwa is to inspire, no, inspire. Here it's not inspire. Caused by, better to say. Lungi kulte, doanamke. By the cause of the compassion wind, doanamke gave lodo. The gave lodo. The wholesome crop of the being, number pelve chido, in order to increase. Sangji jitinle, in order to increase. Sangji jitinle, from the cloud of the Buddha, tambe chu yi chawasimo bebarjeto. The great rain of true Dharma is beparjato, is caused, a cause to fall down. Tu tsebe lungi, bepatar. Jigden banam gevachu yi legi lamna jukbana. So this you have to take first. Jigden banam gevachu yi legi lamna jukbana. Jukbana, then you jump here. Tuk tsewe lungi kultin, dawanam ji gewe loto ngumbar pewe chedu. Sangji ji tile thambe chuki chawa peparam zeto. Perna, then you can say, perna, lungi kulwale chewe chuchar, tingi mbeba tabu oos. You can end that like that. Yeah, also. That one is sounds much better in English, I think.
Okay. Hmm? Very funny, this lungi kulwale.
The example comes in between, you know. The example interrupt the subject, the meaning, the subject of the meaning, of the meaning, the subject and object of the meaning is interrupted by example, which is given in between. That is very, and often Tibetan text is explained like that. In English, that's very nice sometimes. You give the example separate and the meaning separate always. So then it's very clear, you know. Of course, in Tibetan also give separate and meaning and example they give separate. But sometimes when they are explained together with, then it becomes a metaphor. You know? When they become metaphor, then it's funny, you know, if they become metaphor, so then they should be completely metaphor, but not completely metaphor here. Lungi kulwale kewe chuchar gitingi beba. Here examples are given separate, you know. Then again, example, mixing example and the meaning as a metaphor. Yes, jigden banam geva chui legi lamna jukpa na. When the beings, when the worldly beings enter on the path of 10 wholesome action, 10 wholesome deed, then thuk tse lungi, you know, on the back page, thuk tse lungi kulte.
Well, I mean, this is the 5 words
here. Or you can take the example first. Like, you know, the wind. Lungi kulwale kewe chucha tingi bepatar. Like the chucha tingi, lungi kulwale kewe chucha tingi. Like the wind cause the cloud to rain or to rain fall. So in the same way, when the beings enter in the path of the 10 virtues action, and by the compassionate, with the compassion wind, and Buddha causes the rain, in order to increase the crops, the wholesome crop of the beings, the rain of the true Dharma is caused. Pardon, what did you say?
Lungi kulwale chebe.
Lungi kulwale cause. Kulwale is here cause.
What
chebe? Means grew, no? Produced by. Chuchar, that refers to chuchar. The rainwater produced by the cause of the wind. Yes, here it is intransitive, which means born, you know, the water, literally, the water, born out of the, born by the cause, by the wind, literally. Means when the rain is caused by, the rain is born. The rainfall is given birth. The birth of the rainfall is caused by the wind, that means. Or you can say that way. Keva. From where the, how, I mean, how the rain, you know, rain grows or rain comes out, it is caused by the wind, because the wind, it means that the wind disturbs the cloud, and the cloud causes the rain. So in fact, it is, must be like that.
So the wind is the dew, and the compassion of the Buddha is the same, and the Jain is the rain, isn't it?
No, the rainfall.
Yeah, the rainfall.
The rainfall is the dew.
It's the dew.
It's the dew, it's cause.
The
cause for what? Cause for the perfect crop, good crop.
Yeah, but the cause again of the... Of the
and the compassion, yes, of course, they are all cause in that case. The compassionate, you know, the cloud and the rain, both are cause for the crop, isn't it?
No, without wind, there would be no cloud.
Yeah, then the rain, then the wind is also cause.
Yeah, that's right.
So in that case, the true Dharma, teaching of the Dharma, and the compassion of the Buddha, and Buddha himself, everything is a cause. Yeah. Lungi, anyway, the sentence construction, that's the problem. Lungi kulwale, and also this is a Tibetan way of saying. And lungi kulwale, by the, kulwa means, you know, normally kulwa means to make, to do, you know, something. It's here is a cause, just nothing. Caused by the wind. The rainfall, which is caused by the wind, and the rainfall, not the rainfall, the rain, which is caused by the wind. Tinghi means by the rain, by the cloud. Tinghi bebatar. Yeah, it's a bit funny. Lungi kulwale kebe chucha tinghi bebatar. Means that like the wind causes the rainfall, the wind causes the cloud rain, that means. So in the same way, Buddha's compassion is like wind, which causes to rain, to fall the rain. This rain is, in order to increase the, to grow the wholesome crop of the beings. And what is the rain? The great Dharma rain. Jesungde. Dulje sipala khenpa tang tsewa chenpe gyurwa khorwa tang mingyurwa nyangdeki ma gyurwa chuyingki namki kilna nesing tinginzen tang mijebe zungki chu timamebe nyingbochen chuyi charbebe chiris. Tube wangbo tuje tinen dobe gyurwa lotopo gyurwa. Now this chir, we have to take first, since, right? Or as. Duje sipala, to the existence of dulja, to the existence of the beings, to the existence of dulja, that means to dulja itself, you know. To the existence of the dulja means dulja itself, dulja de, dulja, it refers to dulja. And Khenpa-tang Tsewa-chenpe. Khenpa-tang Tsewa-chenpe. Through great awareness or knowledge and great compassion, Yuva-khova-tang Miyuva-nyang-de-ge. Yuva means changeable. This samsara, which is changeable, and nirvana, which is unchangeable. Samsara, which is changing, and nirvana, which is unchanging. Nyangde kis means by. Ma gyoba means this Mahagibam is not stained or not polluted by samsara and nirvana both. What is that? Chuji ingi namkhi kilna. Chuji ingi with dharma at the expense of the dharma dhatu. Namkhi kil, namkha is a space. Kilna means in the center. In the mid or in the center. Yeah, chitava kemba da chinye ba kemba. Yeah, the same. Chitava kemba da chinye ba kemba. Tsewa, tsewa chembo. You know, these two are the quality of the sangi tirava, tugi yende. The quality of the mind. And the quality of the body is, you know, the 32 kind of signs and the 80 kind of auspicious marks. And then the quality of the speech is 64 kind of qualities. 60 kind of qualities mentioned, and which Rinpoche says he will, we have to see the different texts. Then the quality of the mind of the Buddha is Khenpa and Tsewa. Tsewa Chimbe, Yuwa Khorwa Tam, Yuwa Nyangdeji Mahagawa, Chu Yingji Namkhi Kila Neshin, Tingyanjin means Samadhi, Neshin means existing, Tingyanjin means Samadhi, and Zungji Chu means Zungji Chu, the water. Zung is unforgettable, the power of unforgettableness. Unforgettable power is called Zung. Chu means the water. Chima may be Yingbochen. Chima may be Yingbochen, immaculate, which is by essence immaculate. Chue Char means Chue Char, the reign of the Dharma, Bebe Chero, sins. Yes, now we have to go back like this. Since a reign of a true Dharma, since a reign of true Dharma, which by essence is a, which by nature is a timamepa, is immaculate, and endowed with the unforgettable, with the water of unforgettable power, what do you call power, and tingyanjin. Sorry, this order we have to go again, the same way, which is endowed with the tingyanjin dang zungji chu, yes, which is endowed with the water of samadhi and mijepa zung, unforgettable power. And existing, then we have to going back. We have to go back from here. Existing or abiding in the center of this space, in the center of this space or sky of Dharma Dhatu, which is not polluted by samsara, which is changeable, and nirvana, which is unchanging. And out of great compassion, out of great knowledge and the compassion for the beings. That's the sins, you know, now the sins. Then, tobe ombo tuji, this is the reason now. Because of this reason, or sins, you can say, tobe, since it is like that, tobe ombo tuji tindi. Tindi, the cloud of the compassion of the great Muni, is the cause to increase, is the cause for the growth of the wholesome crop of the being. Here the reason is given first. It's okay? Zungji Chu. Zung is Mijepe Zung, the power, unforgettable power. Unforgetting power, what do you say? Yes, unforgettable. Once you heard, then you never forget it. Infallible memory. Maybe. Infallible memory doesn't mean mistake. I mean, without forgetting, you know. Once you heard, because it is said that when Buddha, you know, passed away into Nirvana, after some years, then the people realized that his teachings should be collected, you know, compiled. So then all those Dachumbas and the Shravakas and the Arhatas and the and Bodhisattvas, those who have got the power of unforgetfulness, Sungitab. So then they told this story once a time when I was with the Buddha in certain places with so many monks. Then Buddha, you know, expounded these teachings, then gives. Because they all had the Mijebe Sung, 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 Mijebe Sung. Normally we call it Mijebe Sung. I think Mijebe Sung. Sung is the power. I think Sung is the power which refers to only unforgettable. Not power, not every power. Mijebe Sungi. Thing is in and both. Two. Thing is in and Zung is taken as water here. And the thing is in and water, sorry, the thing is in and the Zung, Mijebe Sung, the unforgettable power, is taken as water here. Water is given as example. Because the rain is also water here. Tima may be Ningbo Ching, Chugi Char. It's okay? He knows. Chitje Sung Te, Pe Chitan, again, then give an example. Silvatang, Shimbatang, Jambatang, Yangwaso. Yela gende ye chuni tin tele tumbar rikjiba ni do habyang pechidan na. For example, silva tang means cool, shimba means very tasty, jamba means soft, yangwa means light, so etc. Yela gende ye chuni, the water which has each kind of quality, such as silva, shimba, jamba, yangwa, etc. Tin tele thambar. Tin tele thambar means coming from this cloud, coming out from the cloud, rig jigba ni tu bhavyang. Although they fall, kyang chang means although, bhav means they fall, although they fall, rig jigba ni tu bhavyang, although they fall as the jigba ni means the same, although they fall as the same rig, as the same family, means same family means here, same kind, yes. Although from the rain, the water which has, as a water endowed with the five kind of, the eight kind of qualities, as a water having eight kind of quality, and falls from the cloud as the same thing, as one thing, as water, you know, as by nature as one, Bhavkyang. However, Oji Salam is on the earth, or in the earth, on the earth, below, down below. Home is below, down there, down below. Oji, the down base, Oji Salam is on the earth. On the earth, bhasa la sopa, bhasa, you know, rock salt, what do you call it? It's kind of salt, rock salt is. You call rock salt? Sometimes, you know, like soda, you know, like the white stuff which we use in Tibet, sort of. As a soda or as a...
Chunks of salt.
Yeah, like a salt, a kind of salt is. Salt is. Rock salt is. Salam is on the earth. Bhasa la soba, the rock salt, etc. Yebi, neki. Yebi means existing. Neki means of the place, of the ground. Zangintang, delve. Here delve means according to, yes. In relation to, no, according to. According to the good and the bad place. According to the quality of the place, you know. Zangin means here quality. Good and bad means quality. According to the quality of the ground. Ground having the ground down below, the earth down below, having down below or with the place with the pata, you know, the rock salt, etc. Rock salt, etc., etc., in the etc. the other things are also included, rock salt or a sweet, some sweet soils or a different kind of soil. According to the taste of the different soils, delve kangar so shindu, delve kangar so shindu, mangbu roni yuva chitavachin. Kangar was sweet, etc. Kangar means sweet in the mouth, onto the tongue, that means. Anyway, that is sweet. Kangar means sweet, etc. Shindu mangbu roni yuva becomes as many tastes, such as sweetness, etc. Because this taste of the pasa is just something like, not exactly sour, but somewhat sweet, you know. According to the quality of the ground on which the rain falls, the quality means the ground quality, such as having some ground with the pasa, rock salt, etc. According to the nature or the quality of the ground, the water that falls from the sky, from the cloud, changes into many tastes. Pardon? Not necessary. No. No. Salty place and different places, you know. Some places very sour. Yeah, there are many. Yeah. Means that if the rain falls on the salty place, then the water becomes salty, you know. Yes. If the rain falls on the very sweet soil, the water becomes sweet. So like that. Although the water comes from when it falls from the cloud, it is same. It's same water, there's no difference. But when it falls on the earth, then the taste changes according to the taste of the soils. Chitavashindo, like that, ten tishindo chitavashin, exact like that, ten tishindo means like this meaning, like this point, pagbe yela, yuva. Pabi yela yegi chugi. Chitawa jin, ten ti shindu, these two are the repetition just. Just like, exact like that. And at the same ti shindu, at the same point. Pabi yela jinegi chugi chui char. The chugi chui char means the rain, the water rain of the Dharma, of Pabi yela ye. The eightfold path. Chuyichar, Tongyi Rabyang, Sewa Chimbu Tingyi Nyingbo Le. Tongyi Rabyang, Tongyi means the Shunyata. Rabyang means the great openness. Shunyata, the great expanse or the great openness. Rabdu Yangba, you know. Rabdu means, Rabdu you can translate as great here. Or very, very open, very wide, that means. Or the great openness. Seva chimbu, of great compassion. Tinji, tin means cloud. Yingbo means the, tinji yingbo le. From the essence of the cloud, tenba means to coming out. Jingyi, although it's, jingyi means sameness. Jingyi. This very cloud, the rain which comes out from the compassionate cloud of the Buddha, Jawa Chimbo. Duja Duve Yuji, Nedi, Meva Tati, Yavale, Nintuji, Tekwa Lasso, Namba Mambu Rode, Nasso, Nawa, and Never Juros. Don't teach in the Papa Yala Jindigi Chuichar. Although this one we have to take first, I think. Tongyi Rabyang, Jawa Chimbo, Tongyi Rabyang, Chugi Chuichar, Tongyi Rabdu Yangde, Jawa Chimbo. Tongyi Rabyang. Here Rabyang refers to great openness, refers to here the sky. The great openness of the voidness. Tsewa chimbu tingi, and the compassion is like the cloud. From the essence of the great compassion, in the great expanse of the shunyata. Le temba means coming from that. What is that? That refers to then chuyi chuchar. We have to go back. The rain of the Dharma rain of eightfold path. eightfold path of the noble. Nimbo le thoba jing nim is this very, this only the unique that the rain water of the Dharma. Duja dove gyuji nete meva thate be yawala. Duja means the beings. Dove gyuji means, Duja means the beings. Dova is also same, the beings who are to be tamed. Gyuji means of their continuity. Ne means the ground. The ground of the continuity of the beings who are to be tamed, which means here, ne means here, ground means descriptive flux is used here. Mewa thatebe, ground means here a different kind of aspiration. Iyawa le means by the classification or by the division of a different faith and aspiration of the beings. Nyentyoge iyawa le on the division or on the basis of, you can say, on the basis of a different on the basis of, or according to the different mirba aspiration, which is a ground of the beings, which is like the ground on the of the being. Nyentu ji thekpa so, namba mangbe chut rote, nyentu ji thekpa so. And the shravaka yana is shravaka teachings, you know, so, etc. Namba mangbo many kind of taste, that means, that is, and the manifestation in different forms or in different ways. Dhambarakura means Buddha is endowed. Tengi Ningbo le Tumba, Tingi Dun, Duja Dreve Juji, Nete, Mewa Tatebe. In the same way, the teaching do Pabe and Lagi Chugi Chui Chal. This we have to take from Dong Yi Rabyang, Tewa Chimbi, Dingi Yimbole. This we have to take first, I think. From the cloud of a great compassion, in the great expanse, in the great space, in the great openness of Shunyata, and the rain of the eightfold path, noble Dharma, coming from the same cloud, although it's coming from the same cloud, but according to the ground of the beings, that is according to the different aspiration of the being, aspiration and the faith of the being, and mirvam is according to different aspiration and the nature or inclination and temperament, etc. And it manifests into many forms, such as the Shravaka Yana, etc. The teaching manifests into many forms. The teaching manifests in many, many ways, such as the teaching of Shravaka Yana, the vehicle of the Shravaka Yana vehicle, etc. Chui Yala Jeni. Now, this Chui Yala Jeni is described here. But probably Lam Yala Jaya is not described here. Only the water is described here. That's a bit funny.
You said only path.
Pardon?
What do you say, Pakpi Lam?
Noble.
Yes.
Eightfold noble path is. Chu Yala Jaya is here now. Eight kind of the qualities. Deva Jase Males. So the eight kind of qualities is less important than the eight noble path. Yeah, it already described it before. Eightfold path. Was it described before? It's enumerated or not? Not so far. Chu Yala Jeni, this eight quality of the water is the eight branches of quality of the water. Water is like this. Deva Jase Male. from the commentary Jasema. I don't know what kind of commentary. The commentary on Gulama? Oh, I don't know. Jasema is the title. Title of the commentary. Jalvam is a commentary. Jasema is the commentary. Jasema, Sons of the Buddhas. That's the lame is from. And the, in this text, then they quoted from here, Silang Shindang Yang Dang Jam. Silwa means cool, Shimba means very tasty, and Yangwa means light, Jamba means soft, Tangwa means very clear and clean. Tima, yes, very clear, yes. Timameba means very clean, without mud, etc. Tungna Tola Mineba means not harming, not harmful for the stomach if one drinks. Tungna means if one drinks. To means Toa means stomach, you know. Toa, Treba, Poa was all same, you know, synonyms. Mineba means not harming. Nimbalaya Mineba, and also not harm for the throat. Also not harmful for the throat. This is called, these are the eight qualities of the water. Here, the seventh karma of Chura Jato says that Suramani.
It's a very necessary point, very important point.
Very important point.
Right, according to the Eight Noble Paths.
Yeah, nothing is mentioned, the Eight Noble Paths.
Yeah, but maybe the Eight Noble Paths is according to the qualities of the water.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe, yes. The Eight Noble Paths. The water having, the water is the example for the Dharma. The eight quality of the water is the example for the Eight Noble Path. Maybe like that. But anyway, Eight Noble Path. If the Eight Noble Path is, I mean, enumerated at least here, it would have been very good. Surab Malu, Je Dumbi Shalnes. Surab Malupa, Je Dumbi Shalnes. This is a Tibetan way of saying, you know, typical, from the mouth of the seventh Lord. From the mouth means, you don't say mouth, do you? In English, never. You say just, as the seventh Lord says, isn't it? Sura malu yawe ngedum bashi tu sumba dulje kozul na sobu wangi tangdun la sosu kowe tangen nam. Here, this is quite important. Yes. Sura malu pas, all the sura means the scriptures of the Buddha, all the scripture. Sungrab means, normally Sungrab is not scripture really. Sung means speech, you know, word. Rab means the supreme word. The most noble, the most holy word, you can say. When you say Sung, it can be referred to any Sung, you know. The Sung, the words of Buddha, the, you know, saints, scholars, any good. When you say Rab, when you add that this Rab, then it is understood only with the word of Buddha. Sungrab. Wherever Sungrab is mentioned, that refers to Buddha's word. Ka is also referred to Buddha's word. Sungrab is also refers to Buddha's word only, you know. It's understood. Sungrab Malupa means all the Sungrab, Gyalwe, all the supreme teachings. Malupa, Gyalwe, Ngedum Bashin. And according to this one, Gyalwe should be first, you know. It would be better, of course. You can see this way also, but Gyalwe by the Buddha, Sungrab Tham Malupa means all the teachings. Ngedon Bashik Tu means as only, as merely, you know, Ngedon, ultimate meaning. Sungba means he taught. Sungba. The teaching that Buddha gave, all the teaching Buddha gave, you know, was what meant only, he gave the teaching as a tangden, as a ngeden, sorry, as a Ngeden, you know. Ngeden is ultimate meaning. However, it should be here. Sung Chang. If there's a Chang, then it would be nice, you know. However, Duje Kosul Nasoba Wanki, due to the different understanding of the beings, Tangdun Lasoba, then Tangdun, etc., Kovem is understood. Understood by being understood as Tangdun, etc. You know Tangdun and Ngeden? This word, these two words are very important. So we don't have the exact translation, I don't know. Pardon? Koa is understanding, yes. Kosul means the way of understanding. Nasokwa means wanki. Wanki means due to. Nasokwa means a different kind of. Sul means the way. Koa means understanding. Due to different ways of understanding of the beings, then is understood different ways, such as it was understood, yes. Understood as Tangdun, etc. As Tangdun, etc. Tangdun, you know, Tangdun, not necessarily. Tangdun means which literally gives something meaning, some different meaning, but actually which meant something else, you know. That kind of teaching is called Tangdun. Explicit, implicit, no. You can say in a simple word, no? Explicit, implicit. Explicit, implicit, something like that. Liberation. Tang means to liberate, to take out, to lead. Tun means the purpose. For the purpose of leading out, leading, no, for the purpose of liberation is, for the purpose to liberate. And Ngevitan means the, for the purpose of the definite one.
Is it the same Chang as in Chang Song?
Same, yes, same Chang Song.
We had this discussion already, didn't we? As there was, the Buddha was teaching only as Sangdun was said, or as Nedun. It was said that he was only teaching as Sangdun by some schools, I don't know who was it now. And it's not the ultimate truth what he was saying, in fact.
I said that's before, yes.
What was that before? There wasn't this chapter, you remember?
Yeah, about the Deshe Nyingbo.
Yes.
Yeah, why Deshe Nyingbo exists. There's some school they explained that Deshe Nyingbo.
The Rang
Tong's pass, yeah. Rang Tong pass are criticized indirectly, you know. Not openly, but indirectly.
It was the same thing.
Yeah. Yes. So like this, Tangdun means like this. Anything with the Buddha taught, in order to liberate the beings. Anything that Buddha taught indirectly, yes, indirectly we should say, in order to liberate the beings, it's called Tangdun. And that thing which he taught directly, really, in, you know, pointing towards the absolute truth, is called Ngeden. As Rinpoche says that Tangdun, Duljanam Changbe Thuntu, the definition is Duljanam Changbe Thuntu. Duljanam, in order to liberate the beings, Durja, the teaching is that teaching which is given. Of course, the absolute truth, teaching of the absolute truth is also Tangdun, but it's not in this sense. So Kove, then people understood as Tangdun. Therefore, Tangye Namsha Durjala Tene. Therefore, Tangye Namsha, the presentation of Tangdun and Ngeden is Durjala Tene Inji, is in relation to the Durja or not? What do you say? They rely on the Durja, yes. What do you say? It depend on the Durja, yes. The presentation of the Tangdun and Ngeden is depend on the Durja. Sure, Ranging, pardon?
What is now, in fact, this what we can't agree, or what the Shenkong Ba can't agree in this Tangdun, genau. What is it in fact? Is it that they say liberating means is only this that there is a cause, that there is a cause and condition there for what we are what
liberating?
Or why?
Tangdun means you mean?
Yes. Why do they say that this is inferior? For example, the Shenzhen, Shenzhen.
Why?
Why do they don't they adopt this view of the
Shenzhen?
Of the Rang Tongpa and say
this is strange. It's not a matter of inferior or superior, but different stages of infection. When, according to the first sermon, first Buddha's first sermon, as Kemboro would say that, this first sermon is just a tangden, you know, and the second sermon is definite meaning. Second sermon, that is about voidness. Always Buddha talks about voidness, which is ultimate truth. That is ngeden, that is ngeden. In relation to the first noble truth, the first sermon, first Dharma Chakra, the second Dharma Chakra is ngeden. Then in relation to comparing to this, then the last, the third turning of the wheel, the second one becomes again Tangden.
Yeah, but I mean, here's just said something different, isn't it?
We hear.
Yes, Manupa, Tsungkap, all the speech of Buddha, uh-huh. Without exception, is Nedan.
Yes. Yeah.
But this point of view.
Yeah, from this Jamgun Kongdul's point of view. No. Sorry, Jedunpa, sorry, the seventh Kamapa, yes. Yeah. Yes. Seventh Kamapa, which is the point of view, it says that although Buddha, or he also may have some sources, you know, or some information, on some basis, some sources, and for his own realization, he must be saying something. So anyway, according to seventh Karmapa, he says, so although Buddha taught, right from the beginning, that means right from the beginning, Buddha taught the ultimate truth, you know, but people understood in different ways. So therefore, the many the vehicle also came into existence, you know. That's true in a way. Namsha dulzala tene inje chu ranging one tamje jang edum basing in sesung bani and chu ranging one from the dharma its own point of view chu tamje means all the dharma tamje means all teachings one tam which one go means by understood by understanding namsha is a presentation. Yeah. Tangi ki namsha. Kobe. Tangi namsha means Tangi ki namsha should be there. Kaide kya ki wiki. If you write Kaide kya ki wiki, there is no. Tangi ki namsha, the presentation of Tangden and Ngeden is just entirely dependent on the beings, that means. Depend on the being. Because due to beings, then, because of their understanding of the beings, then Tangden and Ngeden, presentation came into existence. But otherwise, from Dharma its own side, Churangin, the next line says, Churangin, from Dharma its own side, from its own side, you know, Tamje Chang means all, everything, all the teaching, that means, Ngedyong Bashi Yinse, is only Ngedyong, no Tangden is there. In She Sumbani, thus it is said, by whom? By the seven Karmapas, Churajyasu. The statement of the seven Karmapa, saying that, then he goes back, that although from Dharma its own point of view, from its own side, you know, all the Dharmas are related to, what you say, are the absolute truth. However, then due to the beings, due to the understanding of the beings, of the Dulja, then the presentation of the Dharma into two, such as Tangden and Ngeden, came into existence, what you say, depend on the beings, these two. And because Buddha taught all the things, all the teachings that Buddha gave, is only referred to the ultimate truth, Sungpa. Dulje khosu naso gwaange thangde la soso khobe. Khobe thangge namsha dulja la tene yinchi. Chirangi ngobani, basi yinse sungso. So up to here, yinse, yin, up to here is then statement of seventh Karmapa. Sungrap malupa, from that, you know, yin, up to here, is the quotation. She Sumbani means thus this statement or such saying such, you know, is Yulami Shungdi Gongbatang. Gongba Chi Chimba Yinla. You know Chi Chimba? Chi Chimba is perfect. Chi Chimba and Tar Chimba is same. Prabhupada yata cha ki uchi sa chi, chi chimba. It's the perfect meaning of this Gyulama text. The perfect idea, central idea, or Gongbam is the intention of this text. Teshindu, in the same, like that, likewise, yes, Lobding Lejang, from Lobding. Lobding means Shiksha. Shiksha Lekha or something like that. It's written by Lobding. Lobin Chandra Gomi, you know, the Acharya Chandra Gomi. It's written by Acharya Chandra Gomi. Then again, giving quotation from here. Chuyi duzi nyangen deva choge gyu, rojik dunga seva cha yunshindo bab. Teni nuela tena ronam tamje tade gyur shetang. He says that chuyi duzi, the nectar of the Dharma, nyangen deva choge gyu, which is the supreme, the perfect or supreme, sublime cause of nirvana, rojik is the same taste, is one taste. The nectar of the Dharma, which is the supreme cause of nirvana, is one taste, dunga selva, and also charjun shindu bab. Dunga selva, charjun shindu bab is the rains or false rains, like the charjun, you know, like the current of the rain. Charjun means, you can say, like the rain, it falls like the rain, which removes the dunga. Selva means to remove. Dunga means suffering. Suffering, says. If you take it as a metaphor, as an example, then dunga is the suffering caused by the heat. If you take as a meaning, the suffering then caused by the nyamongbas. Dunga, it has two meanings, you know. The suffering caused by the heat and the suffering caused by nyon mongpas, kleshas. Pardon? Dunga is called heat. Heat itself is dunga. If you use for the sun, you know, nyimi dunga means, then nyimi dunga, if you say this, the suffering of sun, that means, and nyon mongpas dunga, like this. Here is an example, metaphor. So it applies both, in fact. This dunga refers to both suffering of the being and the suffering of the sun, you know, suffering of the heat. No, to remove the suffering of the heat and, you know, the rain, yes, rainfall, remove the suffering of the heat. In the same way, the rain of the Dharma, which is one taste, remove the suffering of the being, that means. Sarjun shindu bab, teni nuela teni ronam tade gyu, and this Teni means this very rain. Nuela tenne, relying on, depending on, yes. Depending on the ne, on the container, on the vessel. Ronam tadegyur becomes a different taste. Become with a different taste. Tadegyur, shetang. Then, yes, then lobem pavekyang. The Acharya, Lopan means, you know, the Lopan means the guru power, what do you call it? Ashwaghosha in Sanskrit, they call it. And in the beginning, he was non-Buddhist. And he was in South, he was the direct disciple of, real disciple of Naga Arjuna. So then when Naga Arjuna was in South, and he also was with his guru Naga Arjuna, at that time, In the Nalanda University, there were many monks, but most of the monks were practitioners. They were not philosophers. They didn't study philosophy. So in the meantime, this Pavo, you know, he was non-Buddhist in the beginning, a great scholar of Hindus. Who? This university? Oh, it lasted many years, I think. About six, seven centuries it lasted. Yeah, it started in the end of the 5th century. Started, one of the kings started building, you know. So then the coming kings, you know, they expanded it, you know, like that. It goes on like that. So very Vikramashila, Takshashila, and Nalanda, and then Dhanakuti in the south. These were great seat of learning for the Buddhist world those days. And then many monks, they were defeated by this power, Lobban Power. His name was not Power in the beginning, Lobban Tayang he was, when he was. Then when he became Buddhist, then he changed his name. Sort of he took refuge. Then he changed his name. And before that he was known as Lobban Tayang. So this Lobban Tayang, he defeated many Buddhist monks in the monastery, and they convert them into Hindus. In those days, there was a condition, whenever they had some debate, you know, they used to, stack the teachings, the doctrine, yes. Whosoever is defeated in the debate, you know, will be converted in that religion, in that. So the monks in the Manalanda, they were just simply practicing, you know, and they did not study and Buddhist philosophy much. And then, so in this way, there was sort of panic in the Nalanda University at that time. One time. And they sent message to the South India, to Nagarjuna. So what should be done now? Then Nagarjuna sent his disciple, Aryadeva. You know Aryadeva? Aryadeva. So then it is said they did sort of rehearsal before he was sent to Nalanda. The South India is quite a long journey, you know. It takes months and a month those days. At least 1 month it might have taken, you know, to reach to Nalanda. So then the Nagarjuna and Nagarjuna acted as a Chirolpa, as a Mudikpa, you know, as a Hindu's teacher. And his disciple, Aryadeva, acted as a real Buddhist. So then they started the faith. So Nagarjuna was so expert in Hindus, in Vedic philosophies and in the opponent's philosophy, you know. He was so expert in this, he was so learned that. Really sometimes he started doubt him, you know, Aryadeva. He started doubt, oh, perhaps maybe my teacher is as a Hindu really, you know, in disguising as so anyway he had a very good rehearsal. Then he was, with full preparation, he was sent there. And after many days' journey, he reached Nalanda. So then he was sitting as an ordinary. Yeah, on the way, he had to give one of his eyes, I think. He was a bit excited, yes. When he had debate with his teacher, he was a bit excited, you know. Then he says, you Chirolpa, you know. He says, you Tirthikas, you know. Means to his teacher, he says. He was a bit excited, he lost himself, you know. He really took his teacher as a Chirolpa, really, because he was so expert in Chirolpa. You Chirolpa, you do not know only this also. Saying he took off his shoes, you know, and he took a round on his head like this. It is said, the story is there. The Nagarjuna said, no, so I'm your teacher now, you should not do like that. So it is a bad temdil now. So you may have some problems on the way. So then it is said that one day when he was on the journey, then one day a blind Brahmin came and he requested him to give one of his eyes. So he was very compassionate and he gave one of his eyes. So by the time when he reached Nalanda, he was blind with one eye. He didn't have two eyes, Aryadeva. He had only one eye. So then one day, he had a big head, it says, you know, the strange, funny physical he was. Aryadeva had a big head, you know. So when he was sitting with the monks as an ordinary man, you know, the other monks, they didn't know who was he. He was just sitting at the end of the row, a line. So that time, then this Lobban, the Tayang, Mudikpa Tayang, he was coming, you know, for the inspection. And when he was looking at, then with his stick, you know, he just did like this on his head, you know, striking on his head. From where this big head came from? Then he said, this big head came from mother's womb. From mother's womb. Then he was just astonished, you know. Then he says, what do you say there? And what do you know? They say, what do you know? Oh, blind man with one eye, you know. And he says, this man knows many things. The blind man with one eye saw the ultimate truth. He says, ultimate truth, what the Shiva with the three eyes could not see. Something like that. Yes, that is, oh, I see. Then you came to debate with me. He said, yes, I came. Then they fixed the date, and then the ruler of that country, he was appointed as a sort of... The kings were very funny those days, the kings, you know. Yeah. They were the witness, really. You know, they were very impartial, the kings. And the debate was held there. So then he was defeated in the debate in many points. Then afterward, then he was very angry, you know. But still he didn't want to become Buddhist, although he was defeated. So then he was put in a library, it is said. He was put in the library, you know, and locked up from the outside. And then he threw out all the books on the ground, and he was lying on the books, walking on the books. So then sometimes a strange feeling arose from his heart. He had some feeling to read one of the pages there, you know. So by chance, when he lifted up one of the pages like that, he wrote, when he read like that, and then there he saw the Buddha made prediction, or Buddha had prophesied about himself, you know, about Tayang himself, saying that after my parinirvana, a man whose name is Tayang will be converted into Buddha's, and he will be a great man, you know, and he will do a lot of things for the spread of my teachings, and so many things were there, you know. He read the whole pages then he was very much regret, you know, he regret very much. Then he composed the confession prayers, you know, which still the Tibetan they recite. Ohula Lama, something like that. Very short prayer. So then he became... Then he wrote, afterward he wrote Life of the Buddha, you know. The two volumes he wrote on the Life of the Buddha. In Tengyur, that we can read in Tengyur. On the Life of the Buddha, it's beautiful poetry. Yes. The life of the right from the renunciation up until the parinirvana, mahaparinirvana. So nicely done. Two volumes are there. The
discussion is written down too, yes?
Discussions also, yes. All the discussions then are studied in the philosophy when they study philosophy. So this is Lobin Power. Lobin Power also said that when he converted, then he changed his name. Then he became, previously he was Acharya Ashwagosha. Now he became Acharya Shura. Shura or Veera, something like that. Power means, you know. He was Ashwagosha, same as. He had two names. When he was Hindu, he was known as Ashwagosha. When he became Buddhist, then he was known as Power. Yes, oh yes, there are several. Yeah, but in Buddhist literature, he only known this one. This one, yes. No, only one Ashwagosha. Myoba thuma tang denpa, mangbo khabar kyuwa la, sung chikka ni talwa le, thuma tawur nang yute, he says that, myoba thuma tang denpa, and mangbo khabar kyuwa la. Myoba thuma tang denpa, having with many different kind of aspiration and aspiration, mangbo khabar kyuwa, mangbo means many people, khabar means sitting, you know, kyuwa la means sitting together, you can say. Many people sitting together, but with a different aspiration. Although one teaching is given, although one instruction is given, one instruction, talwa means to give in. Ka is sungchik ni talwa, the Buddha's word. Buddha gives only one word, not one word, sorry, same teaching and the same script, same teaching, sung, chik or ka, you can say. This sung and ka you can take as one meaning. And one teaching is given, the same teaching is given, talwa le, by giving only same teaching, thuma taur nang kyute, then it appears in as many, as being many, tumatavur, as being many. Although that means Buddha, although Buddha gives a teachings, same teaching he gives to those many people sitting together but having different aspiration, tuma, but appears, his teaching appears in different ways and different, manifest in different forms. Different forms means different ways. Means they understand in different ways. Shesung souls, thus he said. He did up here. Lumen Pao, finish.
Today?
Oh, I see. He did hit. Yes. Where he stopped, actually? Where he stopped? Kempo Rinpoche. He stopped here? Oh, I see. That's okay. Sungji kani talwale, sungji kani talwale. Sungji kani talwale. Duma tabur nang jote. You know, Duma means? Many, yes. Mangbo is also many.
Kweba means sitting. Kweba means to sit.
Ne